This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM ESPN. Rolling smooth on a Thursday, May 15th. Hopefully your day is going smoothly as well. Down goes Golden State. We knew it would happen when Steph went down, really. Minnesota advanced the conference finals for a second straight year last night. They finished them off in Game 5, 121-110. Julius Randle, I bet you he's hoping to get to a finals against the Knicks. That's what he wants. And of course, Boston wasn't obliging last night. They extend the for him game. Jaylen Brown, Derek White, those guys stepped up, and we will have a game 6 in that series. Might we have more? We shall discuss. So plenty in the NBA. We've got our NFL schedules. Woo! Hallelujah! How many of us yesterday were going through it counting up the wins, losses for our team? Did you do it?
No, I'm not. I'm not in that mode.
Whatever. Above it all, aren't you?
No, I just don't.
You just aren't a regular person anymore, are you?
No, you're in a different stage, bro. Now, maybe I should be there, but you got to think about where I've been coming from, man.
Who doesn't do this?
I mean, because I play in the AFC West. You know what I mean?
So it's loss.
Yeah.
I get it.
You know, you're on the up.
You're on the up too.
Maybe it feels like we're
you have Ashton Jeanty.
That is fair. I mean, we are in a better place than we've been in probably 10 years. So
Bro could run for 2,000.
He could run for 2,000. So maybe I should be Jason, but I
okay.
I only found one. It was in Week 4. I only found one win.
Use a lie. You're a funny man today. I'm looking forward to working with you and with Brad Carson, executive producer on the Ones and Twos and program director. Number one in the country. Is everyone introduced properly?
I think so.
I think we can proceed then. Yeah. Everybody feeling good?
I'm feeling really good.
The Holy Spirit is always with us but needs no intro.
That's correct.
You're looking sharp.
Why are you smiling
today?
Saying that? Because that was a word.
No, I just knew you'd like it, man.
Yeah.
Doesn't Jason look good today?
He looks regal. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's an all polo outfit.
I didn't realize it was dress up day at 92.9, man. I would have.
Not dress up day. I'd like to thank the folks over at Memphis Business Academy in Frazier. I was part of a panel about communication, so you'd think Jason stopped stuttering, right? If you were effective at all on that panel, surely you won't stutter like you just were.
Yeah.
Hopefully we pulled it off. Asked my wife, should I go with the old professor, stylish professor look?
Yeah.
Or the Goldie glasses.
I refuse to reference them
as the Dahmer glasses.
Good choice.
She quickly said, go with stylish professor.
Good choice.
So there you have it.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly, that's what you look like. You look like a stylish professor.
And thank you to Gerald Joyner, a listener to the show, works with the city on the community affairs department for having me over and part of that panel. Tell you what, they weren't there to listen to me. They were there to listen to Taylor Tucker from WMC-TV. If anybody is familiar with her, absolute star in the game, and much of what I could add to it was next to nothing next to her.
So, okay.
Appreciate it. And nobody looking for you to finalize it for the period. I'll be done when I'm done. This is how the show goes.
You're right.
Thanks to those again at Memphis Business Academy. This is why I knew you guys were going to dress how I'm dressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm always hoodie and hat.
That's right.
And so we needed to do it properly.
Yeah, no. Thank you,
Brad, for saying how nice I look.
Because
John wasn't going to do that.
You look fantastic.
Well, you asked me if I hadn't had a haircut. That was your first.
Well, because usually
about
you get a chop every Tuesday.
Yep. Couldn't do it. It's every other Tuesday.
Every other Tuesday. Yes. Got it. Okay.
Couldn't get it done.
My bad. And it's growing in. It looks good.
It looks
stop.
Good.
Yeah. Well, not. I mean, you always say how bad your hairline is. I mean, it's not bad.
I've put the period on it now. Time to move on.
We it's unfortunate we don't have our cameras on today, so the world could see.
Well, where's George? Can we get him on?
George isn't here. They're not on usually.
Get my good side.
Yeah.
Get my polo side.
Exactly. Well, good to hear that you.
I appreciate them having us.
Did you turn
spoke
any
the good word of 92.9 FM?
Yeah. Did you turn any kids in the audience into future radio hosts? You think?
I think they want to go into TV.
Okay, TV.
With
you got outshined by Miss Tucker.
With Taylor Tucker, yeah. I think they want to go into TV with her. But we had a few that are thinking about shadowing.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Love it. I mean, we had interns like Markel Crawford.
We've had an R3 intern, actually, from the Office of Community Affairs come in before. I think it was about a year and a half ago. Gerald was talking about that.
Yeah, he was in here.
Always when we can help with the city and what it's doing for young folks and folks getting second and third chances, always want to help.
Well, good on you.
We're a show of the people, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what 100%. We claim to be, so you got to be there.
That's
John.
Right. That's
you got to come out of the cove sometime. We'll get you out there next time.
You know, maybe smoke slam, but, you know, anything other than that, it's going to be tough.
Understood.
It's going to be tough. We got a lot to get to on the show today, a lot of NFL, because, you know, we do love the NFL on this show, and we believe that the NFL is a year-round sport, and we got schedule released last night. Okay. So we will get into that. and you know, kind of how we feel, you know, about some teams that people care about locally, you know, our own teams, other news and notes from the schedule released last night, lots to get to. NBA playoffs roll on. Like you said, Warriors are gone. Four in a row.
Well, Jimmy was ready, wasn't he?
He was ready, bro. Let's be real. He was ready. And I feel him.
Ret to go.
I feel him.
He was ret to go.
But I mean, you know, I don't remember what game it was, but maybe it was that game three, back in Golden State, where like they had led for the majority of the game, and then they just kind of ran out of gas in the final 5 minutes. I think that was kind of like the moment where Jimmy was like, "Yeah, I ain't beating these dudes by myself." Bro.
Exactly.
Like I can't, you know.
Man, only took 11 shots last night in 42 minutes.
I mean, it was kind of pathetic. The score was closer than the game actually was, because they were just like giving the ball to Kuminga, and they're like. Just do whatever.
Just do your thing, man. Like, we're trying to get to Cancun.
Go get your 24 and, you know, on 16 shots, and we're getting the hell out of here. So anyway, we will get into all of that today. Nice little tidy 0-2 night for Brad Carson. It's been a while.
You did it.
It's been a while. Just when I tell the people to tail him.
I mean.
He goes 0-2.
Jason called it last night.
Crazy.
The for him game?
Yeah.
Well, just that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that,
I think I thought you were going 1-1 at
right.
least.
Yeah. I mean, it was. I mean, he lost by the hook, right? I mean,
right. Right.
So it was very close. But yeah, it was a dominant second half for the Celtics.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
It looked very shaky.
Half, was it not?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It looked very shaky that second quarter. But yeah, Kornet came in and played great basketball. Jaylen Brown doing his thing. So.
Inspiring basketball there.
Totally.
JB, yeah. He's a leader.
And we'll see just how differently, you know, we feel about this series now that it's 3-2, you know, going back to New York. So get into all that today on the show. Drew Hill's going to join us at 11:25. Talk to him about the Grizzlies. They're kind of like a volcano right now, right? They're a volcano, but it hasn't erupted yet.
Oh.
But it's got to feel like there's going to be an eruption.
Is that good or bad thing?
I don't know if it. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Volcanoes typically, when they erupt, it's bad.
That's true. That's true.
Trying to go along here with what you got. Is there a way we get a positive eruption?
No, okay. I don't know. Okay. Yeah, maybe a volcano's not a great analogy.
Interesting.
But they are. There's going to be a moment, right, where they do something. But right now they're napping.
Well, so, until we know on all NBA, right?
Yes, yeah. That's exactly right.
Just hibernate until then.
So we'll get into that with Drew Hill at 11:25. Then at 1:25, Adam Chernoff from Right Angle Sports is going to hop on, and we'll talk to him.
What a great day to have him, John.
Yes.
Very great get.
Because we can talk about some NFL win totals and sort of the outlook now on this season, some draft observations right now that some teams have added some picks. And.
Yep.
The future's kind of settling in. I mean, it'll be preseason in 3 months. I mean, we'll be into the thick of this thing before you know it.
He's the smartest man on the NFL I know now.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, he's very good and as diligent as they come.
Spot.
You know, and Right Angle Sports is having their first release. They, you know, they do these futures, these regular season futures, right? That was the Panthers last year when I was sweating the Panthers all year long on the over and a half, over 4.5.
Yep.
That was them. I always like to play their futures because I think it's good stuff. And so he'll join us as soon as that release is out.
Excellent.
And we'll get his thoughts on, you know, all of that. So looking forward to it. But we got a lot to get to here on this Thursday. Let's do a little thing we call over-under.
All right, we'll start off with the NBA, and we'll have Game 6 at 7 o'clock tomorrow, Knicks-Celtics Game 6. But this is leading us to a question if there will be a Game 7 over-under. Games left in that Knicks-Celtics series. The number our linesmiths have set is 1.5, obviously. Will there be a Game 7?
I don't like the way the Knicks played in that second half in terms of they looked like a team that thought, okay, we'll finish this in Game 6. Here's the issue, and I sent the stat to John this morning. The Knicks haven't won a closeout game in the playoffs at home since 1999. Diddy was there.
Ooh.
He can't be there tomorrow.
I heard.
Yeah, he's got a lot. He's got some stuff
he's
going
busy.
On, and man, to get sidetracked. Okay. Back to it. They last three seasons, they're 3-5 in closeout games, and again, have not won one at home. Now, I will say, I mean, obviously, with Brunson, this is a different Knicks team. He's Mr. Finisher. I mean, he's probably the best. He's definitely the best closer in the playoffs left. Might be the best closer in the league. And so this is a different Knicks team, certainly, and one that could push back here on history. But, again, Jaylen Brown, those guys, I think it wasn't just, hey, let's win this one for Tatum. I think they started to believe again. They know they've already come back from down 0-3 to force a Game 7. So, they lost the Game 7. What was that? Miami. But they forced it. And so, this is a team that's used to being down. So it's a lot of the same guys, including Jaylen Brown. He led them in a way where if Derek White steps up the way he did, what a Jason Tatum impression, huh? Dude hit 7 threes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you got the leader in Jaylen Brown. I didn't think he was physically capable of playing the way he did last night. I think he ended up like 28-12. He was fantastic. He was physical. If they get that Derek White, they can win Game 6 and force a Game 7. I got a weird feeling this is going over here two more games. I feel a little foolish that maybe I should be saying Brunson's going to close him out tomorrow. But history says that's not going to happen. And I just saw something with Celtics coming together last night I didn't like for the guy that had said, man, this going to go ahead and win this series.
Yeah, this is the Celtics' last run as a team. I think that kind of goes into it.
How do you mean?
Because that apron, right?
That's what Wendy keeps talking about. You cannot have $500 million or whatever the number is. That's not a championship contender.
Right. And so I think
– can't pay that.
I think that everybody kind of knows that.
So you're saying they're going to have to break it up. I mean,
I think they're going to have to do something like Porzingis or, you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be parts of it that aren't back. I mean, I don't know who that will be.
Yeah.
But I think what it does is it strengthens sort of the urgency.
The resolve to get it done.
Yeah, they don't have Tatum, but they're going to fight their balls off to try to win, you know, go as far as they can because this is probably the last ride.
Good call.
And so I think for that reason, this is definitely going 7. Is that square? I don't think it's square.
I don't think it is either.
I think it's probably square to say the
Knicks are going
to
close it out.
Yeah. But
history says they're not going to do it.
But I'd also say, like, you know, these championship teams, you know, that have won titles, like, they've really responded to the playoffs.
They did
like Denver. Well, I think Denver responds tonight, right? I do. I think Denver responds tonight at home against OKC. They have in the past. You know, Boston obviously responded, you know, last night. The game won when Steph was out there, you know, on the road at Minnesota.
And Jimmy Butler showed and responded last night in sort of a similar situation.
No, well, in fairness, he ain't a champ. You
good
know,
point. They don't. To go with your examples there, yes, you're right.
The champs don't go quiet.
We like to treat Jimmy like he's that, though.
That's right. I mean, yeah, he's been very close.
We saw a checkout last night.
He's been
in
two finals,
him.
But he's never won it.
No, he didn't step up the way JB did.
So I think because of that and because the Knicks are in a situation where they, like, never are, you know, which is the chance to close it out at home.
Yeah.
I mean, I would ask how many chances have they had since 99? Do you have that?
They're 3-5 last three seasons. In terms of chances in the closeout ones at home, I don't have the number.
Okay.
But have not won it since 99. So Again, that's, you know, it's selective. It's yeah. You know, it's picking stats. We can pick stats to right. say the Knicks are going to win, but haven't done it at home.
Yeah.
They've blown it.
Yeah.
Every time since 99.
Yeah. So
3-5 last 3 years in closeout games.
Yeah. So, I mean, again.
All those obviously on the road.
Yeah.
The ones they've won.
Yeah. I think that matters. I mean, all the pressure obviously is on the Knicks.
But the difference now, they have a closer.
They do.
In a way that.
They do.
Right. He's taking it to another level.
That's right.
So.
I almost think the Tatum injury kind of has emboldened the Celtics in a way like.
Well, it's definitely galvanizing.
Yeah, like I think that's a dangerous thing because now, okay, now the Knicks start to think like, holy hell, if we don't close this out in Game Six,
especially like it's a dangerous thing pressure. When it's a champ that's coming together and believing.
Exactly. I mean, again, it's not just like the the Cleveland series with LeBron, right? Because you know, there's no LeBron on this Celtics team, but we knew once they took Game Six. You know, and they tie that thing up at 3-3, like, oh, hell, here we go, man, yeah. Here we go. So, yeah, I kind of do. I kind of think this goes 7 and back to Boston.
Got a weird feeling it's going to go 2 more.
But, you know, you're right. The Knicks are sick enough with Brunson.
Brunson just close it out. He can close it.
But, like, there still is, like, the cat issue, you know, like, he didn't have a great game last night. You know, their offense is very hit or miss.
Well, and I thought Boston finally matched their physicality last night.
Yeah.
Even in Harden Brown going, it was like no. Where if we're gonna go out, we're gonna go out with some real swings and hit for your gut and everything else.
And it seems
if
like
they bring that again, which why wouldn't they? Like John said, they could be looking at it. They're gonna break this up next year because of Tatum. We can't keep paying because of the apron. He's right. The resolve, the belief, all of it. Just more reason to believe in the Celtics can extend
it. It also seems like they found something in more Cornette minutes.
Yeah,
and going away from Porzingis because he's not playing well.
You can't keep trying that, and it's not right. It's not working.
I mean, so I think you know sometimes you find things in a series.
Mean, you know, White hit some threes too, or I mean, 7 of them too that we've seen him. I think he's shooting 40-something% this series.
Yeah,
but, if you're not getting that, if you're not getting similar production, then you probably don't. You know, you don't come up. You come up a little short too. But I think he can keep doing that.
Yeah, I agree. Should be fun. This series.
This one's gotten really interesting.
It is. Yeah. I'm rolling with Knicks in that 6 because if you don't get that thing done at home, I think you're screwed going to Boston for 7.
Well, all the pressure's on New York.
Yeah, you're right about that. It's basically a game 7 for them.
Because the Celtics are like, listen, no matter what, we didn't have Tatum.
Right.
Right.
So if we lose. Nothing we didn't have Tatum.
House money. Yeah.
And they're champs, so it's very dangerous. Very dangerous.
Yeah. So we got this NFL schedule, and you guys have a nice list here, including the ones of relevance to this show and this station and y'all's teams. We'll start with the Cowboys, which is a big team here. We carry them here on 92.9. They start off their season. You got the Philadelphia game on September 4th. There's only 3 preseason games, it looks like now, right? They're down to 3. That's how they paired this. Jason's Bears late September on the 21st. The win total, starting with the Cowboys, 7.5 for the boys.
Easy over.
Yeah,
I asked Fitzy.
You're very high on the Cowboys this year. Or it was high relative to that number.
And he thought over on 9.5. So I have no problem thinking over on 7.5.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously we already knew their opponents. They start the season at the Eagles. And, of course, we know the division, so you're going to hit the division. They do go to Chicago. They go to the Jets. They go to Carolina.
And they got the West, the AFC West.
To Denver, to Vegas, host the Chiefs, host the Vikings, you know, go to the Lions. I don't know, man. I think 8 is... 8 is like ceiling.
Wow.
Just because I mean, they're not winning it at Philly. They're not winning at Chicago. I don't think they're winning at Denver. You know, Vegas is going to be tough for them.
You don't think Micah Parsons can wreck the Bears single-handedly? Offensive line question? Sure, it's new from guard to guard, but it's an offensive line that gave up the most sacks in the NFL last year.
Look, if you thought the Bears should be favored if they get Trey Hendrickson, they ain't losing at home to the damn Cowboys, right? I mean, there's just no freaking way. I ain't buying it. I think this is. I mean, the Bears got to take a step with Ben Johnson in year 2 of Caleb.
I mean, we're picked 4th in our division.
That is, but it's like ridiculous division. Huh? I mean, it's like it's got four. You know, three of those 4 are legit contenders
behind a Minnesota team that's essentially starting a rookie. Yeah, JJ McCarthy.
But you feel good about O'Connell at least with if he turned Darnold into a guy that won 14 games.
I'm not going to push back on you saying the ceiling is 8 for the Cowboys because that's typically where they, you know, it just feels like lately it's been falling back as opposed to being the 12-win team
right.
They seem to be year to year.
So if they go under, that means they lose 10 games, right? So at Eagles, at Bears, at Denver, at Raiders, Chiefs at home, that's 5. At Detroit, that's 6. Vikings, 7. Yeah, you're right. They're not going to lose 10 games. I don't think so.
Dak has 2 weapons now, legit weapons.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like Fitzy said, Dak may do a pretty good job of keeping them both fed and happy and everything else. That could be an explosive offense. It could. Again, the running back situation.
It feels like 8-9, 9-8, 9-8, like one of those, we're in between, you pick. You know, if it goes well for them, they could be 9-8. Yeah. Maybe an outside shot, I guess, at 10-7.
I'm sure Cowboys fans think they're going to Super Bowl, but that's not happening. But I like him over 7.5. Feel pretty good about it.
They're
going
to split with the Eagles like they always do. They're going to split with the Commanders. They're going to split with the Giants. Like, still, you know, I mean, yep. I'm still not sold on this bit. I don't think the Giants are going to be some super improved outfit. So you probably go 4-2 in your division, right? I think that's fair, you know? So at worst, 3-3, it feels like.
You're easy over 7.5, though. That number is...
Well, since we talked about it last, it went from -130 to now -155. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there is money coming in on the over there.
Yep.
And I think, you know, like you said, Pickens helps.
100%.
You know?
All they had was CD.
Yeah. He did move... Thumbs up. He moved some juice. So, he didn't move the number, but he moved some juice, which is it's still a lot in a regular season win total, right? Just to even move it a little bit. You know, 25 cents is a lot. So, I don't think I see 10. I'll go over. I don't love it, but I don't think betting the under unless that got hurt, it would really be the only way.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Titans schedule now. This one, they're just crappy, though, but I'm interested in y'all's take given their – I mean, they've got teams like the Raiders, Colts, Rams.
No need to apologize. We're going to be a very competitive outfit this year.
The running back, I guess, helps, right?
And the quarterback.
Yeah.
Got a guy named Geno Smith, top 10 QB in the league.
Yeah.
Number one receiver in Jacoby Myers, as you know.
Raiders, Titans, October 12th. That's in Vegas.
Yeah.
Let's go for the Titans wins here total. They've listed as 5.5 over under.
I think there's no way they're going over.
Wow. They're terrible, huh?
They were awful last year.
They were.
Cam Moore, rookie, like, okay, he'll come in, he'll be decent, but... I think they have no chance to go over this number. I can't see it.
Yeah.
I just cannot see it.
I can see an 0-4, 0-5 type start here.
100%.
Denver, as Adam Chernoff continues to write, has got not just probably the best defense in the NFL, but maybe the best one we've seen last 10 years he keeps writing.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's – and you're on the road there.
I mean, they could start 0-8.
It's what they can do to that rookie quarterback. Mm-hmm. Then you got Rams. They're a good young defense. The Colts, Houston. You're at Houston, at Arizona. That could be 0-5.
They're just terrible.
And then going to the Raiders.
They're just bad.
I mean, I'm looking. They could literally start the season 0-10.
Wow.
I mean, it's possible because at Denver, Rams.
You got to lose the Colts twice to do that.
At Texans, at Cardinals, at Raiders, hosting the Patriots, at Colts, hosting the Chargers, hosting the Texans. I mean.
I don't even know if I believe in their head coach. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
And we'll see on Cam. I'm rooting for him. It'd be nice to finally get their quarterback.
Yeah.
They've spun their wheels a little bit, but no way they're going over 5.5. That's the number's 5.5.
And it's juice to the over, believe it or not.
Weird.
I mean.
I'm not seeing it.
I'm glad we're not carrying their games.
Are we carrying Cowboys?
I think so.
Okay, we think we're going to carry
Cowboys. Cowboys going to be a playoff team this year.
Yeah, we're putting our things together.
I think Washington might take a step.
Yeah.
I mean, we should just carry – we should just spin a wheel and just carry a random
roulette.
NFL team.
I mean, that's the way this market is, man. We got Steelers fans. We got Reds Washington
Cowboys,
Commanders fans.
Cowboys, Steelers, Niners.
Yeah.
Titans.
Did you say Redskins?
I should have said Commanders.
I do think that is an automatic – what is it, 2-week suspension?
Am I expelled?
He would know.
A lot of people He's want that ball. Name back.
They want it, but some of their ownership group does.
A lot of people want it back.
I don't.
But
we have the Down South Skins, by the way. We did a Super Bowl or like a party here in Memphis a few years back. I bet there were 200 Cowboys fans over at this bar over here in East Memphis.
When you say a few years, you mean like a decade ago?
Probably a decade
maybe
ago.
Maybe actually 12 years.
I've been doing this too damn long.
We used to do, this was even before your time, I think, Jason. We used to do Monday Night Football watch parties.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sean Fort, who's now a general manager for ESPN Radio in Nashville, he's a big shot now.
And so basically the way it would work is, like, they would like send out a schedule,
yeah,
you know.
And, John remembers.
And I look, I'll be honest, I had a lot of fun doing it because
I was
22 years old, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when I was getting them. So I would go out, we would do Thursday night, Monday night, and, you know, they'd bring you buckets of beer, you know, and you just kind of sit there and just
party,
watch the game, you know, like you would have otherwise done anyway. And you got, you know, $100 for it. So. It was always a good time, but unfortunately,
if you're listening, you want to put it together, we'll do it again. I'll show up after this baseball season's over.
Yeah, Brad will do it.
Brad's coming up.
Brad will go to the watch party.
Hell yeah, fall's good for me.
So we used to, you know, do that all the time. But and yeah, like it was at Dan McGinnis.
Yeah, McGinnis. That's
Dan
the one.
McGinnis. And
yeah.
And there was a back then the Redskins played.
Remember that downskin?
Yeah, there was like this big.
It was nuts.
Group of guys, like huge.
All
know,
Memphians,
Washington
by the way,
fans.
Jason.
Yeah.
It was I'm like, where are all these?
And they would turn the place out. They'd have like prizes they were giving away. They'd do all this stuff. It was cool. I mean,
it was cool.
It was a cool thing to see, man. And but, no other fan base rep like that I could remember.
Wow.
Yeah, like there was no like Steeler group that I remember or, you know, Titan group. Like they showed up and showed out, bro.
Bennett was the president of the Titans. So are you under or two on Titans, Jason?
Yes. Yeah. Very easily.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going under. Let's take a break.
Save the others. Yeah.
Yeah, we got plenty of show today. And I don't want to keep Drew Hill waiting much longer. So let's get to Drew Hill, talk about the Grizzlies and their future, some NBA playoffs and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Quiet. Hootie and the Blowfish. But we still love him. Drew Hill covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. And he's getting a chance to catch his breath a little bit. How long that will be the case, we shall soon see. Join us every Thursday, and he joins us now. Greetings and salutations, my friend.
Greetings and salutations to you, too, my friend. Happy Thursday.
All right, so we are in a little bit of what feels like more of a holding pattern than a dead period, I would say, for the Grizzlies. I don't know how much you can say in terms of, you know, what you know about their thinking, but, like, are they in the bushes waiting to strike? Are they just sort of going over all the possibilities, what makes sense? Are they waiting on the all-NBA selections? Like, where does all this stand right now with decision-making in the Grizzlies?
Yeah, well, right now it's obviously super early. No decisions can be made right now, as you mentioned, even if they wanted to make them, because we're in the middle of the playoffs, right? So the trade deadline passed in February, so like they're not pulling the trigger on anything right now because they can't, because the season's still going on. What I would say is, like, I do think that they are exploring options. I do think that they're thinking about what could come next. You know, but there's too much to sort out between now and then. Like right now, this week, the franchise's leadership is all at the NBA Combine together. So that's a big week to mingle, and there's a lot of chatter that happens at places like that because all of the front offices from all across the league are all there together. So this week is really when some of the ideas even begin to start to pop up of what could be done potentially. And the Grizzlies have even more waiting to do because they don't have the All-NBA team yet, as you mentioned, because, you know, obviously that will impact, you know, if they're able to extend Jaren, the manner in which they're able to extend Jaren, all of that. So you're right. Like I know everybody's super anxious for Grizzlies news and everybody wants to know what's going to come next. But the reality of it is that there's just not a whole lot that's going on at the moment, and that's because, you know, everybody's sort of having to wait. The season's still going, by the way, you know. There's still basketball games being played, and the league year doesn't restart and kick in until after the draft is over. So, you know, there's a lot that has to happen between now and then. But we're getting at least a little bit closer to when we might get a little bit more traction here.
Does it feel like to you, Drew, you know, based on what we know so far, that Giannis will be coming west?
Oh, man. this is just me trying to read the situation because obviously I don't have any inside information on the Bucks, but I would guess yes. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, everybody wants to know about the Grizzlies, right? And like where they could stand in this. And, yeah. You know, it is true. Like, and this is something I've actually mentioned on our podcast and mentioned it on another show. You know, the salary of Jaren Jackson and Desmond Bane does add up quite conveniently to the amount that the Grizzlies would have to ship out in order to bring in a player like Giannis. Now, if you'd made a move like that, you'd have some really talented stars, but that would probably leave your three best players, depending on how you feel about Zach Edey, you know, all as interior scorers and nothing really left on the perimeter. So it would have to be accompanied by other stuff. Do I think it's likely? No, I don't think it's likely, just because I don't see the Grizzlies as, like, the favorites based on what they're able to offer. It would really all depend on what Milwaukee really wants to do.
Sure.
Like, does Milwaukee not want to have to press full restart and the Grizzlies are willing to pull the trigger on that? And there's also, they feel like they can navigate the rest of the roster to sort of alleviate what would create some shooting woes there. Like, if the Grizzlies feel that way and the Bucks feel that way and they don't want to fully restart and they want to have talented players like Jaren and Bane, like, maybe that works. But the problem is teams like San Antonio and Houston and some of those teams, they have more young, you know, talent that can sort of be molded in the way that a franchise might want to mold them.
Right.
It's a little bit less established, but those players aren't making – the same amount of money, you know, that the Grizzlies would have to commit. I mean, any team that brings in Jaren would have to pay Jaren, you know.
Exactly.
So, you know, there's just so many factors in play there that it makes it difficult. Should the Grizzlies be totally on the outside of that equation? No. Do I think that they will at least kick the tires on it? I'm sure it's something that they would consider. But I just don't know if the Grizzlies offer something that Milwaukee's going to take, and that's where I have my doubts about whether or not that can happen.
Yeah, because I think there are teams out there that would part with like better like picks, right? Like a real pick. And I think like for them, I don't know this, but I would assume like they would just be in full like, hey, we had our run with Giannis, we got a title out of it. You know, we have to get control of our assets, and we have to build for the future, as opposed to trying to pay.
Because Pelicans own their next couple of drafts,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Right?
Something so like as opposed that. To like paying Bane and Jaren to be mediocre, right, and try to make the play-in, I don't think it makes sense. And I would even say, like, obviously the chance to get Giannis, you don't pass up on it. But I wouldn't be that thrilled with it if it cost you Jaren and Bane because your shooting would be so negligible. I mean, it would really be an easy defensive matchup for another team in the playoffs.
Have to do more.
Yeah, like I mean, and then how much could you really do? I mean, I just don't know if Giannis is quite the right in a weird way. Like, it feels blasphemous to say this, but it's like I'd rather go all in for Durant.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Giannis
because Durant
is
brings
like
what you need.
Best.
Durant brings what you need. That's my opinion.
No, I you're right. Durant is certainly a better fit, like 100%. But Giannis is a top five player in the world,
no
dude.
Doubt.
Like he is an MVP candidate every year.
Yeah.
And he's really, really good. And like part of me says,
but where's it getting the Bucks right now? It's getting them a first round exit. It's getting them a first round exit in the East. I mean forget the West. He's going outside in the East.
That's with nothing. Like he would have even with these shooting woes, he would have more in Memphis than what he had in Milwaukee this season.
All right. Sure. I mean, that's probably true, but we'd have to really go player for player on that. Especially
we might have to. We might have to do that. But I'm just saying, like, I think if you have healthy Ja and Giannis, like you're right, you would need shooting. That's you can't just do that and clap your hands and say we're done. Like that's not possible. But Giannis is so good. And Ja is obviously, when he's at his peak, is so good. You had those two guys together, I just feel like you're going to be really, really good. I don't know.
No, I mean
imagine
sell
Ja
tickets.
Going to basketball.
We'd have no problems with attendance. I'd tell you that. That may be.
I would hope not.
You know, if we can't fill out the building with Giannis and Ja, bro,
going to be a lot of bricks from three too.
But yeah, we'll do the renovations on the court with all the bricklaying we got there from Giannis and. But no, I mean, you don't turn it down. But it just feels
unlikely.
So, yeah, it just feels so far fetched. What does feel reasonable? I mean, is it like, you know, it's impossible to even like try to conjure a name, you know? But is it possible that you acquire, you know, a starting three out there somehow? Like, I mean, what should even be the aspiration, you think, in this period?
Yeah, maybe a starting three. I just start to think about like teams that that may either want to mix things up or are ready to move on, and then trying to pinpoint players that are within a salary range where it makes it possible. It's very nuanced, so it's hard to sort of explain it on the radio, but like, you know, it's challenging, even if you're just doing the draft machine, to come up with, trade machine, just to come up with different scenarios, because Bane makes so much money, and isn't it the same level as like a Ja or Jaren, and Jaren doesn't make enough money, you know, to make the salaries match when you're trying to bring back a player and feel like you still got a good deal. So that's the struggle. But like when you're thinking about what they could do, I mean, take this for example of Dallas, right? So now Dallas is going to have Cooper Flagg, and there's probably a scenario in which Dallas just, you know, says, well, we've got Cooper Flagg now. We're just going to run him out there with the lineup that we got with all these veterans, and we think we're good enough to compete for a championship. Let's go play, you know? But there's also the scenario where they're like, well, you know, we've got to build this thing out for years to come, and we have Cooper Flagg now, so let's try to sort of get our roster on the same timeline here a little bit better, and we can make some moves. And, like, with P.J. Washington interest the Grizzlies, I certainly think he should, because, you know, you're in need of guys that can shoot that are big, you know, and he's got both of those things. So, like, is that somewhere you could go? Like, is Miami going to totally blow everything up? Do you believe in Andrew Wiggins? Like, is that a player that you think could still help you? You know, if Miami's really going to blow things up, maybe it's too much duplication, but, like, I don't know if you feel better about Bam Adebayo than you do Jaren, given his style matches Edie's a little bit too much. But, like, you know, you start thinking about these teams that might mix things up. You know, Sacramento, what's Sacramento going to do now that Fox is gone? Would Sacramento part ways with Malik Monk? Do you feel better about Malik Monk than maybe some other players than you do Desmond Bain? Like, I don't know. Like, these are the hypothetical, just totally made up scenarios that you have to start thinking about when you're trying to pinpoint what Memphis could end up doing. But it's a challenge. Like, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. It's pretty hard because, like I said, Bane makes a lot of money, and you know that's a big commitment for whatever team is bringing him in for the level of player that he is. And Jaren Jackson Jr. needs a new deal. One and two, the salary matching is almost like you can't use his salary to match up with a player that you would bring in because. You know, whoever you're trading him for is likely making more money than Jaren at this point. So, you know, there's some difficulty here, but I think the Grizzlies will get creative in exploring these different options.
Real quick, I just want to hit it. John played some audio for me yesterday, and I'm hoping you heard it. It was Gigi Jackson on with Michelle Beadle and Chandler Parsons, whatever that show is, and I apologize for not having its
run
name.
Run it back.
Run it back. He was answering a question about how the Grizzlies would defend some of the league's best players like Jokic, those kind of things, and started using terminology, pigeon, you know, guys that they, you know, targets defensively that felt like terminology that the Grizzlies used, but it came off as disrespectful in a way. What it came off as a young guy, again, who doesn't have to necessarily give the media that, but we know with Gigi, hey, he's getting interviewed. I mean, he's still just 20 years old. My question through all that, Drew, is how important is he in your eyes? Still at this point, because at one point we were talking last offseason, boy, it felt like there were high hopes. Oh, he'll be part of the rotation. It's just a matter of how high. Maybe I'm mischaracterizing that a little bit, but you get where I'm going. Where is he now in your eyes in terms of importance to this franchise?
I still think that there's hope that he can become a good player for this team. And, you know, there seems to be maybe a little bit of a disconnect, and I totally understand this, and I'm not even saying this in a negative way at all, but, like, Gigi has extremely high expectations for himself.
No doubt.
And he made it very clear he was upset that he wasn't getting playing time during the season, right? Like, that was that was something that bothered him. And he felt like he had shown enough during his rookie year that he shouldn't have been out of the rotation. And he might have been right about that, to be honest,
maybe so.
At times last season. But the Grizzlies, you know, everything you hear from their side is that they're wanting to take a more realistic, you know, view of he's just 20 years old. He's got so much room to improve. He can still be such a tremendous player, you know, and he's on a great contract
right now.
Right. You signed, you know, so, I mean, the hope is that Gigi's going to still turn out to be a great player for the Memphis Grizzlies, and I think that that's going to happen, to be honest with you, because I just think he's that talented. I think that maybe with the foot injury and all that last year, it just derailed things. It just sort of muddied things up to where he just didn't have the season that he was hoping that he was going to have. And in the end, nobody's going to benefit more from this offseason just getting a fresh reset than Gigi, in my opinion. But I don't think they've lost any. No, I'm not saying they wouldn't include any. I don't think there's any player besides, you know, Ja, and they sound awfully committed to Jaren too, but, like, you know, I don't think that anybody's, they've said they've had to be open-minded. Anybody is exempt from, you know, being included in trade stuff, but I think they still have a lot of belief that Gigi's going to be a great player. So obviously that's somebody that you, you would like to keep around, right?
Yes.
So, you know, like I don't think that they have lost faith at all in what G.G. Jackson can be. But I think there's probably a lot of other teams around the league that would be interested in G.G. just because he is so talented. So I just hope he gets – I hope he uses this summer because G.G. is wonderful to talk to. He's super polite, really nice young man. And it kind of stinks. It feels like they kind of put him in a tough spot.
They
there.
Did, man. So, yeah, I said that yesterday. Yeah.
So, but like you know, I think nobody's going to benefit more from just having a reset this summer than him. So, you know, I just hope he takes that and uses it to his advantage and uses it as a chance to sort of wipe the slate clean because it feels like that's sort of what needs to happen.
I agree.
Yeah, talking to Drew Hill, covers the Grizzlies for the Daily. Memphian, the Dallas Mavericks got the number one overall pick, which is a nice little twist of fate. It does just feel like, I mean, if Giannis somehow gets to the West, it's like, you know, what do we do? I mean, the East best player would be like Paolo Banchero. Like, it's just becoming impossible in this damn conference because Flag's coming. I mean, it's just like, where's the respite for the Grizzlies?
It's crazy. I mean, the West just continues to get more and more stacked. I think we just got to get the Grizzlies to the East, man. You know?
Yeah.
We're the easternmost Western Conference team. You know? It shouldn't be that hard. We got to get the Grizzlies into the Eastern Conference.
Are they further east than New Orleans?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I believe so. Yeah. So, I mean, from a travel standpoint, maybe Minnesota would make a little bit more sense to move to the East. But I don't know, man. It just feels like Memphis logically would make the most sense. So, I don't know. But, it sucks. I mean, the West just continues to get more and more stacked. And it's disappointing, too, because, like, you know, the way that the players have sort of navigated their way West feels like it's almost been not calculated by the players themselves, but just, like, overlooked by the league in the fact that they should realize that if all of their big time free agents are going to these Western Conference markets, it's going to create an imbalance like this. Now you factor in the matter that, you know, the draft lottery has gone the way of the West the last few years too, and now you've just got the problem is just becoming bigger and bigger by the season. I don't know what they're going to do, but it's ridiculous. There's no fix for this other than to just either eliminate the conferences or try to navigate, you know, this a different way because it is super, super unbalanced, and that's not what anybody really wants to see.
If it ends up being Minnesota OKC, and John was pointing to those Minnesota turnovers last night, mm-hmm. like looking ahead to potential matchup with OKC.
Well, because Stan Van Gundy was like they're getting away with this because uh-huh. of the margin of error they have against this Stephless team.
I think it's a good call. Which way would you lean, Drew, in that series?
Okay, lean OKC. I definitely lean OKC. You know, it's interesting because, like, I thought my friends are – I have a friend who's a Thunder fan. I have another friend who's a Lakers fan who hates the Clippers, and they're giving me a hard time because I thought for sure that the Clippers would be a more challenging matchup for the Thunder than the Nuggets.
I was in your camp.
A hard time.
Yep.
But the Clippers just have steady ball handling, right? Like, and they have Kawhi and they have Harden, and I just feel like if with those two guys together, it would have been a difficult matchup for OKC because let's just call it what it is. OKC fouls the crap out of teams, man. They just foul and foul and foul and foul and foul. And they make the officials call it. Like, it's almost to their credit, right?
Yep.
They play so physical and they're so disruptive and they just foul so much it's almost like the officials can't call it.
Right,
everything.
They're like, we can't call everything. Exactly.
Exactly. Yep. Right.
Or
they would just completely ruin the game.
Yep.
And it's almost smart on the Thunder's part. Well, I just don't know if Minnesota is built to handle that. And, you know, it turns out that the Nuggets are a little bit more built to handle that than I anticipated. But that's just the reality of the situation. It's like, go look at OKC, too. They do have one of the highest foul rates in the league. They foul a lot. And that's part of their defense. They're just that aggressive and that torturous to whoever's trying to handle the ball. And I'm looking at teams that can can deal with that. And that's kind of why, and you know, Chris and I recorded a podcast the other day. We both came to the conclusion that we think New York and OKC would produce, they'd be low scoring games, but they might be the best games. You know, it might be the most balanced series or finals matchup that we can get at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys feel about that. But it just feels like that would probably result in a pretty back and forth scenario because Brunson and the Knicks are kind of built to sort of handle that as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Knicks in the finals would be a lot of fun. Just because the market hasn't had that kind of. I mean, when's the last time they were in the finals?
Was it?
I mean, yeah.
Is it Houston that beat them?
I kind of love the reaction from New York.
Yeah, like it would be 99, bro.
And the contrast would be,
you know, 26 years. I mean, it's been forever. So yeah, man, I'm all in on a Knicks series. I mean, I know ratings will be great for it.
Yeah, I take Knicks at this point. Just at Knicks over Pacers, right, Drew?
Yes.
I mean, whether it's OKC or Minnesota. Minnesota did the trade with the Knicks, so you'd have all kinds of storylines there with Randall.
Minnesota to OKC because I think Minnesota's star power is just a little better. Like, I don't think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is a guy that people will like want to tune in for necessarily. Whereas Ant is like, you know, infectious.
Are we just totally disrespecting the Pacers though with this conversation?
Probably,
Drew?
Yes.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we 100% off.
I just want to make sure.
But like the Knicks are just way more fun.
No, they are.
And I think that there's two things. You're right. There's two ways to cut it if you get the Knicks in the finals and the Thunder finish this off. You would either get, as you mentioned, the teams that traded,
yep.
And you would get the matchup, which would be super fun, or you would get the MVP versus the starving New York franchise, and you would also, in that matchup, get one of the biggest contrasts between cities in finals history. You know, you'd be going from Times Square to, you know, Bricktown, Oklahoma City. I mean, they literally could not be any more opposite, those two franchises and just sort of everything about them. And I think that would be kind of fun, too, just to
100%.
To read about, to follow. I mean, that would be fun.
We talked about before it started, we talked about my series bet on the Timberwolves. I mean, I just can't believe how easy that was. I mean, I got lucky with the Steph injury, but my God, I wish they were all that easy. I mean, I'd be a millionaire. I'd never have to work again.
You should be ashamed taking that money, shouldn't he, Drew? Once Steph went down, you should be ashamed taking that money.
I mean, I don't think so. He got lucky. It'll go against him one time. And,
it goes against him a lot.
We don't hear
don't
about
see
it when it goes
exactly.
against him.
Exactly.
It went against me when the Kuminga made that damn three at the buzzer. They didn't foul with 6 seconds. I had Timberwolves minus 5.5. Like, how the hell did that happen? And then Draymond got fined. You see that? Draymond got fined for his shenanigans with this point spread antics. All right, let's stop rigging the games. He told them don't foul, bro.
I didn't see that.
He said the point spread is 5.5. If y'all make it, don't foul. So it would land 5.
Wow.
He got fined $50,000. So there you go.
They had him close to a mic and picked it up.
He did it on the. They had.
So
they didn't have
stupid.
A mic, but they had him. The camera picked
the
him
camera
up.
Camera picked
was,
it up.
And he was mouthing the point spread.
Wow,
you saw that, right, Drew?
No, I have not. I did not see that.
I missed
but you
it
know
too,
what?
Dude.
That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
He got fined $50,000. I mean, how did they
do more to him than that?
How did they characterize it somehow? The NBA has fined Golden State's Draymond Green $50,000 for comments questioning integrity of the game officials referring to the 5.5 spread number. That's how they characterized it. Oh, he said 5.5. I know what y'all doing.
He said they're messing with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's what
yes,
it was.
He wasn't. He wasn't suggesting
okay,
we mess with
got
it.
It.
That, that's
okay.
a little different.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was criticizing the officials for you know, putting the Timberwolves over the which again they still didn't, but they didn't foul. They didn't foul with 5 seconds left. It was still a two possession game. If he with 5 seconds, you're supposed to foul there if it's a 5-point game.
You may sound like Draymond had a bet on it.
Well, again, need to investigate. Need an investigation. Drew, you're the best man, and Drew can't bet on the NBA, unfortunately.
No, never.
Drew
can't. He will not.
He has integrity, and so you do. And you do not. What, do you bet on anything? Do you bet on any sports?
NFL, yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. And how are we feeling about the Bears? We got the schedule release yesterday.
Oh, man. Jason, cover your ears, man. I think I went through it and I counted wins and losses and I got to 7-10.
Good grief.
I got to 7-10. It's tough. Dude, 8-9, maybe.
I guess you didn't hear the news. The Pope's from Chicago.
Yeah. All right. No.
Yeah. That stuff ain't, that you're talking about, that's not happening anymore. Everything's going our way from now on.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's just a tough schedule, dude. It's really the
fifth toughest schedule in the league. That's a fact that you say. That's not an opinion. Yes, it is tough.
I mean, it's like you can give them every win they're supposed to get. If you give them every win they're supposed to get and basically no wins that they're not supposed to get, you come out like 7-10. And then I think if they win a couple games and they surprise, I mean, maybe you get over 500. Maybe you're. You're 9-8. I don't know, but it's just hard because, like, I'm not going to pick the Bears to beat the Ravens, you know?
Cincy's the next week on the road, too, and that's a difficult back-to-back week on the road. I think it's Baltimore-Cincy. Yeah.
It's a brutal schedule, but we do get the Raiders, I think. So.
Oh, yeah, man, we'll be in Vegas. You should come with us. We're going. Week 4. You should come.
Oh, y'all are going to be there?
Got to. It's moral imperative.
Come on, Drew. Jason's bringing his son. I'll bring you. You can be my son.
Why don't you bring your son?
He's not old enough.
Namo's not ready. He will be. Yeah. You know, you got to be able to remember it. You know what I mean? That's the age.
John, you do strike me as somebody that would definitely fly with a baby.
Oh yeah, we fly with our kids. Our kids fly all the time, bro.
So why don't you take your son?
Because he can't even barely walk.
He won't remember it.
I mean, he can't even, like, I don't want to chase that damn 2-year, you know, 1.5-year-old around all damn day, you know?
People take babies to Grizzlies games, man. They put the little headphones on.
Yeah, you know, I missed my window. I had two kids somehow, and I never did the
race thing.
Yeah, what do they call that? I never did that. I don't think my kids would have won anyway, but, you know, it would have been nice to get the experience and stuff. You know, we never got a chance.
Crawl race? Is that the thing?
Yeah. It's called the Infy races.
Infy race. Riley
with her length wouldn't have won that. She had a chance.
She got distracted too easy, man. She wouldn't have just, you know. And Damo actually is a very fast crawler. You know, I think he might have been, you know, maybe second or third on the odds boards. Nice little value bet there. But now he's walking, so.
Didn't Mark Giannotto had his baby raced in it? I think Mark Giannotto at one point.
That sounds right,
fact, yes.
That sounds right.
I'm pretty sure his baby failed the launch, like didn't even leave the starting line.
It's very tough. It's very tough, man. It's not easy to do. Some babies perform under the pressure, you know. Some don't. You know, you just never know until you throw them out there, man. Drew, you're the best. Thanks,
brother. You're the man, Drew.
Yep, see you guys.
He is Drew Hill, covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. I guess I did a couple of things with the Grizzlies. I did the ribs, you know, in front of Kobe.
An embarrassment.
And then I did the battle balls. Those were the two in-game event things that I did.
Both L's.
Both L's, yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, shout out to Mark McCleskey. He did everything he was supposed to do on the rib thing. I mean, my guy was out there setting, I mean, you want to talk about screens.
Real screens.
I mean, he was putting his life on the line against them ribs, man.
Match their physicality.
And, like, he was just such a great teammate. Like, that man didn't even attempt one shot. That man was like, I'm just going to give you the ball and set a screen for you.
He's a man of integrity.
What a teammate. And I let him down. I only made one shot. You had to score 5 points, I think, was the scoreboard there. So. Anyway, all right, we'll come back. We got a lot more to come. Got playoffs, got NFL win totals, got lots more to get into. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.